Morning, folks.
Welcome to the WFIW, the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey. I have a pair of ladies across the way who put in a ton of work every year, and it's no different this year, as there's big doings this week, aren't there, ladies?
Yes.
Busy week.
Good morning to Catherine Baker. Catherine, appreciate you coming on the show again.
Thanks for having
You've
us.
You've been here 2 or 3 years in a row now, haven't you?
Yep, 3 years.
You're fired up?
Oh, yeah. Ready to go.
You look like you're exhausted. Are you already tired?
Just thinking about it. I'm exhausted. But for actually getting the work done, we'll be fine. It's just knowing what all we have to do.
and next to you, joining us also again for the second time, Joanne Smith. Good morning, Joanne. How are you today?
Good morning.
I'm glad. You sound so chipper and enthusiastic. Thank you so much for injecting that into the show. That is wonderful. Are you chipper and enthusiastic?
Yeah, we're here.
Now you sound tired.
It's Monday.
All right. Now you sound bad and tired. All right. These ladies are involved in one way or another, and I'm not even sure how, with the Sisney reunion. Sisney reunion is this week, and it's a lot of fun up in Sisney. When are you going to close down the roads?
Tuesday afternoon, possibly, if not Wednesday morning. I don't know for sure. We don't deal with the city stuff.
Catherine Baker says,
call and talk to Jennifer.
Catherine says, that's not my bag, baby. Nope. I'm not doing anything with that. All right, tell me about the Sisney reunion. What is different this year? This is you've got a new motto and everything, don't you?
Yeah, I don't really know that there's too much different. We just try to do the same old, but bring in different things so that people can... Different bands, I guess, groups. So keep it lively.
Well, who came up with a trip down memory lane?
We all did, just sitting in our meeting. We just
throwing out ideas.
Yep.
Who all's in the meeting? So this is the
dwindles out as the year goes, just because everybody's so swamped with everything. But
but we all come together to work this week.
Well, yeah, sure.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. But so
your different board members are who do you have?
Well, we have Jeff and Mary Murphy. Emily Milligan, Andy Miller, Karen Gill, she runs our 5K, Kelly Massey, Linda Wickham, and Cheryl Cox. Justin Massey runs the tractor show.
Yep.
And then there's Paulo, Joanne, of course, myself, and that's pretty much
it. I spelled your name wrong, Catherine. I'm glad to see it here.
That's okay. That is pretty normal.
These folks all are involved, and you guys all put in a ton of work and service getting ready for this. And you already have the date for next year. Tell me if I'm wrong. Is this a little late in the month? I always thought it was the first weekend of August.
No, it's always the second weekend.
Yep.
Always the second weekend of August.
But if like the first weekend is like if there's not really a week and it's just the first weekend, then it seems real early. Like last year was like the 5th or something, so it seemed extremely early.
Uh-huh.
So then people are like, are you right? Are you right on your date? And we're like, yes, we're still right.
Well, see, now that's the thing. I'm glad you already have the date in there for next time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way folks can make plans. You get a lot of folks. When it's called a Sisney reunion, you do get folks coming from outside back to town, don't you?
Yes,
and then
they
all make plans. And then they actually have class reunions during this week
really?
And weekends. Yep.
Oh, that's pretty cool. How many folks do you think will be traveling in? 50, 100, 150, 500, 1,000, 10,000 people?
Yeah, right. 10,000. Let's go to that. No. Idea. I don't know who all travels. I don't know enough.
Yeah. Have you? I'm gonna have to start asking you, Catherine. What's going on with the You've already started working. When did you start working on the pageant?
Well,
have you already
had
rehearsals and stuff?
Working. Oh yes, yeah. We practice all of July.
Let's talk a little bit about the pageant. Okay. Is it a Little Miss? Is it Big Girls? What is it?
We have Tiny Tots.
Okay.
And there's just all our awarded type thing.
Right.
We just kind of get them ready for the stage. So Tiny Tots are 3 to 5.
And this is just girls.
No, Tiny Tots can be boys.
Okay.
Too. But they're 3 to 5, and we'll take up to 10. It's just a lot to have more than 10 little 3 to 5 year olds on the stage.
Have you had rehearsals for the Tiny Tots?
Oh yeah, we start in July. How have those gone? Good, good. We only practice 30 minutes because their attention span is like they want to go dig in the dirt, which is fine. So we don't wear them out, but we do like consistent practices all through July, just so that they're used to the stage. We do not. We only have five.
It's probably too late to add now, too, isn't it?
It is. Well, just because we order shirts for them and we get trophies and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it July is like it as far as you can't join again or whatever. Sure. So
you got Tiny Tots,
Tots, 3 to 5.
Then Little Miss.
Little Miss is going
six to eight, I guess.
Or? I don't know ages. It's going into kindergarten and going into first and going into second.
Okay.
And we have.
So you're looking like 6 or 7 years old then.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we have 5 of those this year, so our numbers are a little bit down, but class sizes
it varies, doesn't it?
It does. Like 1 year we'll have 9, and the class size is huge.
And that's really what is the main determining factor, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Just class sizes. Because people are like, well, are girls not wanting to do it? No, they are, but there's only 3 girls in that class, you know, so, and with Johnsonville and Mount Airy, but, and those are only girls. We don't do boys in that pageant.
Okay.
So
you're pulling in from, this is all North Wayne School District then?
Yes, just North Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah. Johnsonville, Mount Airy.
Right. And so then you go to the Miss Sisney Reunion Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, going to into freshman, so.
So it's at any time of high school?
Yes, yep, through going into senior.
How big a crowd do you have for that?
We only have 6 girls this year.
Well, that seems a little shy too, doesn't it?
It does, but. It's good. It's a good amount.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it depends on who's interested, I guess.
It does.
And how have the rehearsals gone for the whole for everybody?
Really well. Really well. Yep. We've got we do our dance, of course, not for necessarily the Miss, but the Little Miss. They do a dance. Tiny Tots do the dance.
Wait a minute. All right. Stop. Stop. You got the Tiny Tots setting up a dance for you've set up. You've got 30 minutes of rehearsal with these kids only, right?
Right.
And it's how many? Once a week, twice a week?
It starts out with once a week for the Tinies, but then it goes to twice a week.
Okay.
Towards the end.
So they've had about say three or four hours total of the work.
Mm-hmm.
And how long are they on stage? How long is the pageant for the Tiny Tots? So they're probably going to be up there.
Well, since 15, we 20, intermingle it, it's kind of hard to say.
Oh, okay.
They're on and off, so they can kind of get a little bit of a break.
Tell me about the dance.
It's adorable.
Is it adorable?
Yeah.
What song?
We are doing the song Diamonds by Hawk Nelson.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that.
Yeah, it's an awesome song. So we're doing that. And
is that country?
Christian music.
Okay.
Contemporary Christian. So we're doing that. And then we've kind of got a little bit of a surprise, so you'll have to come out and see it.
There's a dude named Hawk Nelson doing contemporary country?
Yeah. No, contemporary Christian.
Contemporary Christian.
Yep.
Hawk
Nelson.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Are there any boys this year?
There are no boys. We had one register, but
great question. I should ask that. I appreciate the help, Joanne.
Well, I would love to put my son in it, but my husband says no.
See, no, that's too bad. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? I mean, you've got, how old's your boy?
Well, he's 2, so he wouldn't be ready for this
Maybe
year.
Maybe next year you can get your husband talked into it, because it'd be 3 next year.
We had some little boys a couple years ago, and they were so cute. And, of course, it's not like pageant. They just get up on stage, tell us who their favorite superhero is. Yeah. And then we decided, like, we didn't crown them. Like, with the crown, we had baseball caps.
Well, see, now that's so really cool. Cute, that's pretty cool.
You know.
I can see.
Come on, Josh Smith.
I can see Joanne sitting there right now. I can see her right now. The wheels are turning. How am I going to get this done? I love it. Okay, so we've got the girls, the Tiny Tots are going to be singing and dancing, and you said the Little Miss don't do much singing.
No, the Little Miss dance.
It's the Miss that don't do it.
Yeah.
What are the Little Miss dancing to the same song, or they got a different one?
Yep, they're doing the same.
So they're going to do it together. Are they going
to
help out the little Tiny Tots if they get lost on stage? Do you kind of count on that?
Lost on stage? Well, I'm just worried about the Tinies getting distracted. It's not really getting lost for the Little Miss helping. It's just the distraction.
That's what makes it fun.
But that is, yes, it's, you'll just have to come see it. It's going to be great.
That's really cool. And what time is this? What day and time?
Thursday at 7.
Thursday at 7. Okay. And then, well, in the interspersed end, you'll introduce all the Miss Mm-hmm. Queen Kent.
Yep. Who's They'll the retiring queen? Wednesday. All the girls will be announced Wednesday.
Who's your retiring queen?
Ruth Marie Simmons is our retiring Miss, and Emery Frederick is our retiring Little Miss.
I guess I should have retiring queens. I didn't mean
two queens.
I didn't mean to short anybody.
That's okay. That's okay.
So now they have to. Will they still be in the parade, or how's that work?
If they want to.
If they want to.
Yeah, they can be in the parade.
They've got a retired sash, maybe, or something?
No, retired sash. No.
I like the thought.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's up to them. I just don't have it in my budget.
I see. Oh. Well, see, now that's a big deal.
It is.
That's a big deal. Yeah. I'm talking with Catherine Baker and Joanne Smith. We're talking about the 2016 Sister Reunion. It's a trip down memory lane. It starts this Wednesday, the 10th, and goes through Saturday, the 13th. We'll talk more about what's going on in Sisney when we return on the Bruce Dickey Show. After these, you are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back in a bit. By golly, Joanne, you just do whatever you need to do. I'm okay with that. I'll work with you here. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Talking with the ladies from the Sisney Reunion. Okay, now let's tell them again. This the Little Miss and the Miss Sisney Reunion and the Tiny Tot Pageant is all on Thursday night, right?
All on Thursday. Yep.
What time?
7 p.m.
Where is that downtown? I guess if you find downtown Sisney, you're going to find it. But
right on the square.
But by then the sun will be down and it won't be hot or anything. Is that right?
We're praying.
That's what we're hoping for.
But it's not hot and there's a little bit of a
breeze.
Well,
the sun's going to go down most every night anyway. I guess my point is the sun is typically down enough by then that where it's okay.
It should be good.
That's my point.
Yes.
That is my point.
We're hoping.
Before you get to that, before we get to Thursday night, we've got Wednesday night to deal with, don't we? What's going on Wednesday?
We have Joseph Habedank.
Uh-huh.
He is the 2014, but he is the winner of the soloist for the Dove Awards.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's pretty big stuff.
Soloist of the Year at the 2014 Singing News Fan Awards.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of Joseph Habedank, and then we'll come back and talk about him a little bit. Let's see if I can't figure out how to make him play.
So when it seems it can't be done, I know God is big enough. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough. He'll finish everything he starts. He'll meet us right here where we are. I can feel faith rising up. I know God is big enough.
Joseph Habedank there, and he's a big deal. He was a member of one of the big bands for several years in contemporary Christian music. Have you ever seen this guy play, or is this new to both of you ladies?
New to us.
Mm-hmm. Now, who brought this to the Sisney Reunion? Because that's a nice deal.
Paul Lowe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he put a lot of work into getting him in here and. Searching. We always try to search and figure out what our crowd is going to like and want to see. And we it's hard because we have so many different age groups, but Paul does a really good job of bringing in our
this fellow's a big night. Deal. He's been on he's been featured on Fox News Spirited Debate. Mm-hmm. He's been on TBN's Praise the Lord, as well as he's been on Glenn Beck's show.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was for years the lead singer of one of Southern Gospel's favorite family groups, the Perrys, and he's all over the place. So it's a big deal for him. I just want to ask, are you going to be looking for bigger bands as the years go by, or is that up to Paul?
Well, it kind of is up to, well, it's not necessarily up to Paul, but I mean, he does a lot of research and figuring out who we can get. This is all, like, we don't charge. You know, you come up to the park and
That's
free,
right. I mean, it's a free deal.
So it also depends on our budget.
Sure, of course.
And how many people want to donate and stuff like that, so...
Tell me a little bit about, a Wednesday night, everything starts at 6:30. What starts at 6:30?
Opening ceremonies.
Okay.
Starts at 6:30. So we will introduce National Anthem, Pledge of Allegiance and stuff. And we introduce all of the Tiny Tots, Little Miss, and Miss contestants. And then we introduce parade marshals.
Have you announced the parade marshals yet?
We have. We announced them during the 4th of July.
Oh, cool. Who's that?
Go ahead.
Darlene and John Hosselton.
That's great. Catherine knew, but she just wanted to make sure that you were able to talk some, Joanne.
I'm cutting in all the time.
You're all right.
So you'll make sure that it's Carolyn, right? Hosselton?
No,
Darlene.
Darlene, I'm sorry.
And John.
Darlene and John. You'll make sure that Darlene and John are at the spot that they're supposed to be. Who's in charge, by the way, of making sure that they're where they're supposed to be? Well, they've been through this a few times before.
Yes.
Now, they never have been. They may not have been Grand Marshal before, but they've been.
Yes.
They've certainly been. Well, that's wonderful.
Usually the family members help
get them to where
they need to be.
That's good. When do they, you said you're going to shut down the roads Tuesday evening, presumably sometime. Mm-hmm. When do folks start moving in vendors and that kind of thing?
Wednesday.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Everything is happening Wednesday.
Yes. Yes. Everything. All day.
What all vendors are we expecting? What kind of food am I going to be able to find at the 60 reunion?
Fair food.
Right. But our lodge always, the Mason Lodge, they always have their pork chops, the fire department, they have pork burgers, hamburgers, fries.
Their fish meal, chicken strip meal.
How about that?
Yeah, they have quite a bit. And Wednesday night is only the Masonic Lodge and the fire department available for food.
Oh, really?
So we just keep it to them for their fundraising.
For their fundraising, also for the, that's a good way. You go up there, spend the whole evening, watch the opening ceremonies, watch the Habistank fella, and then go ahead and eat a good meal.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
That sounds like a plan. How long is Mr. Habistank going to play?
Habistank.
I'm just.
That's okay.
That's the thing. He put on here. He put it in my own mind because his nickname is Hoobastank.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So you're looking at that.
I'm looking at that, and his nickname's Hoobastank. So that just keeps throwing in my Habistank.
Yeah, he'll be there all night. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Till probably about 8:30, 9:00.
Nice too. And the guy's got a beautiful voice. We just played some of it. It's just wonderful. Okay, so that's Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, in addition to the big old pageant, you've got bingo going on?
Yep, bingo will go on.
Who's going to run the bingo? Who's in charge of the bingo?
Did you hear the cricket?
I did!
Good. I don't really know. We just kind of have a majority, like a different group of people come in and try to liven it up, keep it fun. So we never know who's working for sure. We just throw people in there.
I didn't mean to hit you with the tough questions already.
The hard stuff, bingo.
The hard stuff. Hey, that's all right.
We have the big stuff figured out. It's the little stuff. No.
Well, see, the thing is, you've got bingo on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. You're going to have it on Friday night too, right?
And Saturday.
And Saturday day or night? Saturday evening.
Seven.
Saturday? Seven. Yeah, okay, Saturday evening.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you might want to get on that, Catherine.
I know. I believe it was Jeff Murphy that's in charge of that. So
we get on to Jeff. That's
right. I'll get on Jeff. I know that. I know where he works.
And he knows. He knows. It's just everybody has their own job.
Sure.
And their own little thing. And yeah. We don't have to keep track of everything.
Jeff knows. Jeff knows his job, right?
That's right. That's right.
He does know that that's his job.
He does.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, just making sure.
He does his job really well.
Yes.
And so you're doing that on all three nights. Well,
yes.
Three of the four. And tell me about what else going on Friday night.
Friday night, we have Scott Waddles. In our book, it says, in the Blue Suede Crew, because usually Scott comes with that group, but we just have Scott Waddles of the Blue Suede Crew.
What is Scott Waddles doing?
He is doing multiple genres of music, so everything from Elvis to
popular music.
Yeah, all sorts of it.
That's pretty cool.
He's pretty awesome. We had the Blue Suede Crew, his whole group, in a few years ago. I don't know how many, but. And they were amazing, but we just decided to do Scott this year.
Take a musical journey with Scott Waddles and relive some of the greatest music in rock and roll history. There you go. Roll up your sleeves and grease back your hair. This is the Blue Suede Crew, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Pays tribute to the early era of rock and roll music. You'll be dancing in the aisle when you hear the music from Bill Haley, Danny and the Juniors, Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, Jerry Lee Lewis, and even the king himself, Elvis Presley. But wait, it only gets better when the crew launches into special tributes of the music of the Beatles. Now, I don't know if the crew is going to be doing that since they're not there.
But. Yeah, no, they're not there.
So how's he do it by himself? Has he got a little nice little recording deal set up there with him, or does he?
I think so.
Have you seen him by himself?
No.
How many are there in the crew that he fired? How many people did he fire?
How many people did he fire
from the Blue Suede, the fabulous Blue Suede
Looks
crew?
Like there's four
I
others.
Think there's four other guys, yeah. But he didn't fire anybody. That's how rumors get started.
Is that right?
Like, I heard on Fairfield Radio Station.
I heard on Fairfield Radio that you fired your crew. What is going on?
No, we just decided to go with him this year, just singly. Trying to find all these different groups and what people want and finding
and
the money to get in.
We've had people ask to bring him back.
Well, that's
so,
good. That's good. Tell me about the teen tailgate on Friday night. What all is that? It's trying to get the kids involved, right?
Yeah. Yep. Mostly your upper middle school, high school kids. We just offer music for them. They can kind of pull up their pickups, back them up to right there by the Key Market lot.
Okay. So this is adjacent
to the square.
Adjacent to the square, but I mean, it's not. It's like on the opposite side from where the other fellow's going to be, right?
Right. Correct. Opposite side. So, although I think the kids would like, who we always have on Friday nights, or you know, we try to get somebody who everybody's going to like.
You mean as a MC or somebody who's going to run the music?
Andy Miller just plays a playlist and plays what they want to hear, and they just kind of, it's just a hangout, basically.
Yeah. Well,
somewhere
that's fun.
For them. Yeah.
So you'll get a lot of kids out there for that, too.
Yeah, they get quite a bit over there. So.
Do you get to, by Friday night, you'll have more of the food people involved,
mm-hmm.
too, right?
Yeah.
Who all is coming on Friday, do you know?
I have no idea.
That's a Mary Murphy question.
That's right. Yeah. Mary Murphy handles our vendors.
Well, that's cool.
But, of course, you know, a lot of people are, I'm looking forward to, oh my gosh, what are those called? The lemon...
Shake-ups.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
See, now you're
never
not...
I'd never had a shake-up before I came to Wayne County.
That's amazing to me that you'd never had a shake-up before you came to Wayne County.
Nope. They
don't have those
pork burgers and shake-ups are the thing that I had never had
is
before
that
I
right?
came here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you're sheltered if we're just weird. I'm just not sure what to say there, Joanne.
Well, since I live here now, we'll go with sheltered.
I like it. I'm talking to Catherine Baker and Joanne Smith. We're talking about the 2016 Sisney Reunion. It's a trip down memory lane. We haven't even talked at all about Saturday. We'll talk about what's going on there and also have all kinds of more fun stuff about the Sisney Reunion when we come back on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Back in a sec.
Music is a world within itself.
language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. It's 9:45. It's 85 degrees on the way up to 86. I think we're going to get there. Might get a little bit past it. Talking here this morning with Catherine Baker along with Joanne Smith. We've been talking about all kinds of stuff going on at the Cisney Reunion. The Cisney Reunion starts this Wednesday, August 10th. With the opening ceremonies at 6:30, and then they're going to have Joseph Habedank at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. The big deal on Thursday, the annual Miss and Little Miss, as well as the Tiny Tot pageants, those at 7 o'clock. On Friday, Scott Waddles will be playing some music, and then there'll also be bingo and the big old teen tailgate. And then Saturday, you've done this a few years now, and the fun run, right?
Yes.
And that's a pretty good time. That gets a lot of people involved, doesn't it? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, Saturday morning, we have a one-mile fun run.
That's Catherine, by the way, talking. That's Catherine right. Baker talking.
Hi.
Hi.
yeah, we do the fun run, one-mile fun run, and that's for kids and adults.
Uh-huh.
To participate in that at 7:30, and then
that's kind of a warm-up, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, because there are people that do both.
Yep.
Yeah, to get ready. That's at 7:30. The fun run starts. That's to get ready for the big race.
The big race.
The big race, which is actually at 8 o'clock, the fourth annual 5K run walk, right?
Yep. Yep. Looking forward to it.
Tell me about – now, you get a lot of folks come up there. Where does that go? Where are you going to run that? It's like 3 miles. Does that go down –
You kind of weave through town, and you go up by the middle school and up by the high school, and then you go up.
South or north?
You go south.
South.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you'll go up and then around basically that big block in the country.
Down there by Greg Richardson's house or something like that. And then you'll make a right, presumably, at Greg's house. And then you'll go to whoever's house there and come back up north, I guess?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And then you come up.
Come up around the square again.
Around the square.
Now, Joanne, I hate to ask, are you going to run in that?
Well, since I am 9 months
pregnant. 8 months pregnant?
Oh, I am 9 months.
You're even ninth.
So I am 9 months.
9 months pregnant. Okay. I mean, if you really want to get going, get things moving along.
No, I'm a nurse, and so I just have.
You're going to take it easy, though.
I have some of the. Oh, the Band-Aids.
Well, you've got
and the whatever.
You'll be handing out water to people.
So I've had to wrap some people's ankles and.
Well,
and
see, whatnot, that's good. So you've got a nurse on staff
that's
then,
right.
Catherine,
yep.
don't you?
Yep.
Wonderful. So you're ready to help out if somebody has a cramp or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
we take care of our runners and walkers.
Well, you know, and the thing is, it is professionally run here. I mean, we're making fun. This is nice. This is
it's a
professionally timed deal, isn't
it?
Yes.
Who comes in to do it?
To the Finnish LLC Timing Services from Evansville come, and everyone gets a chip put on their shoe.
Uh-huh.
And so, yes, official timing.
How about that? Mm-hmm. Now, folks, folks have probably already done the pre-registration if they want a T-shirt, but you can still register and run, can't you?
And you can register that morning.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, do you have any left? I'm trying to remember. Didn't we have like a leftover T-shirt giveaway sometime in the last few years? I didn't know if you had something. If people register, they might get an older T-shirt as opposed to the current.
It depends on how many she has left.
Yeah. Yep. Because Karen Gill, she's the one that puts this whole thing together, and she does a wonderful job.
Yep.
And when will the, of course, that starts at 8, is when the big shotgun will get them running. So you got to figure that'll be done by about 9.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Most people will be done by 9. It's a run walk. Mm-hmm. So it's.
Yeah.
It folks will be walking and or running it.
But some of those walkers are walking just as fast as some people are running.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they're pretty quick.
See, now, those are the guys. That's the ones that I've talked with people about this before in a run walk. If you sign up to walk, you can't run, can you?
You are correct.
Right.
How do they tell?
If you accidentally run. Well, we have people throughout the whole, like, we have different people stopping.
Yeah.
And monitoring, and we have safety vehicles so that cars slow down.
Yeah.
You would think people would slow down, and sometimes they don't. But
I was going to say that you've got cones for crying out loud, and sawhorses and stuff that people ought to see.
Yeah.
So I guess what we're also talking about, since we're not only trying to get folks to come and join the run on Saturday morning, how about we get folks to slow down a little bit?
Right.
Huh?
Pay attention when you're going down through Sisney and around the country. Watch out for our runners and walkers.
And the reason is also because you still have stuff going on at the reunion itself during this run, don't you?
Yeah. We have the breakfast up at the community center.
Yeah.
So, and then eat there.
And then folks will be bringing the tractors too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We've got tractors coming in, car show also.
Car show's coming in at that time, too?
Yep, they all come in around that time.
So now, is there a parade? I'm trying to remember, on Saturday, right?
Yes, yep, parade
at 2:30. Mm-hmm,
oh, the paid parade's in the afternoon, so everybody sets up, and the car show and the tractor show is already judged by the time of the parade, right?
Yes,
correct.
Yeah, that we do the 5K, and then the tractor show and the car show is a little bit later.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Kids Day.
What's Kids Day?
Huge. We have from 10 to 11, Blue Point Youth Group, basically, will be there, and they do a bunch of games. It's all free. FFA brings in their petting zoo.
Okay.
So we have that available for the kids.
Well, you're going to have ponies in the square anyway, right? I mean, you've had them in, like, the pony rides and stuff.
No.
No pony rides this year?
No. Okay. It just depends on if people can bring them in.
Yeah.
It's just hard. It's so hot.
Yeah.
And you have to have the right people to
be
available. But the FFA, we just hand that over to them, and they do that. And then from 11 to noon, the inflatables up at the park are free.
Really?
Yeah.
So, and do you have to buy tickets other than from 11 to noon, or are they just there for?
Yeah, after noon, after 12 o'clock, then you would buy tickets for the rest of the day.
So what you're doing from 11 to 12 is you're getting the kids addicted.
Right.
Correct.
You're welcome. Or if you're like some people, it's like, well, I don't really want to buy you a ticket, so we'll come from 11 to noon.
Yeah, there you go.
But we encourage, and we try to spread it out throughout the day and help people have something to do all day.
Absolutely.
So that they don't have to leave and not come back. They can just stay.
Well, you know, if you get the kids, all right, you got the kids jumping around in the inflatable.
Yep.
From 11 to noon, and then you're going to basically get them off and try to get them to ride a tractor.
Yep.
The big old pedal ball.
You don't have to persuade them very much. They just go.
Do they like to do
they
that?
They love the little.
Who won last year? Do you remember who
I
won?
I have no idea.
No clue.
I've slept since then.
Yeah,
planned
I suspect
a reunion.
You guys,
in a pageant.
In a pageant.
I suspect you have Ted Hughes as the organizer on that, if anybody wants any further info. And that's going to be over there on the southwest corner of the square. That would be, that's opposite of the... the Sisney Key Market, right? On the same block?
Right down the road.
I get messed up in Sisney because the square's a diagonal as opposed to, compared to the highway. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
So that messes me up. Just southwest would be that corner over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've confused everybody.
Yep.
Yep. Officially confused.
All right. Okay, so we'll do the tractor pull, and then we're going to have the big old parade.
Yep.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yes.
Where do folks set up for the parade?
Line up at the high school around 1:30, 1:45-ish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then they come down Mulberry Street.
Yep. Now, we're going to have a band. You got any bands coming to the parade? Any high school bands? A little early, isn't it?
Yeah.
To get a high school band out there.
Yeah, we never usually have the band.
They're not geared up, ready to go.
No. No, they haven't.
They're still on break.
They probably haven't issued uniforms yet.
Probably
there
not.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the trumpets are still in the cases.
Yep.
Okay. And I like this. I like whenever you have the backseat driver. That's like the favorite thing of the...
Yeah.
You're not going to... You're looking at me like this is a bad thing to bring up.
The backseat driver has been canceled for this year.
Yeah.
Well, see, now you should have said something before I brought that up.
That's okay. That's okay, because then people wouldn't know that it was just canceled. But
what happened?
We had some issues last year. Safety issues. You know, everybody needs insurance and liability.
I'm not going to ask any more on air. But I do want to know.
Yeah. Well, everything turned out fine. It's just one of those scares that it's like, what if something happened when somebody was being blindfolded and driving around?
That's pretty good, too. I like the thought. Okay, but see, the cool part is you've got the ball drop where folks can buy golf balls, right?
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
Buy a golf ball, $2.
Yeah. Where are they going to drop the, where's it going to drop?
So, same place where the teen dance is. Mm-hmm. So, right beside Key Market.
What are you dropping them from? How many golf balls is it, and what are they dropping?
Well, it depends on how many people buy golf balls.
Okay.
And so that depends on the number of the golf balls that are dropped.
And we are dropping them this year from Fairfield's ladder truck.
Really?
Yes.
So you're going to have Fairfield's ladder truck, somebody up there in the top of it.
Yep.
Going to extend the ladder for probably who knows how far.
Yep. As far out as they can handle.
Yep.
I got to tell you, if I'm driving that truck, I probably would want to make sure I'd want to be extended as far away from the truck as possible so that the golf balls don't bounce back.
They don't bounce. The first year we did it because we dropped them from a helicopter.
Yeah.
And so we were thinking, okay, these are.
Well, it's
not
on concrete then, is it?
No,
grass.
It's on grass.
Oh, okay.
But they don't bounce. They just flop
land.
in our little target.
They don't bounce on each other and like bounce around and that kind of.
But not very far at all.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That sounds like I'm hitting a golf ball. It's not going to go very far. That's too bad. Well, that's a lot of fun. And how much does it take to buy a ball?
$2 a ball.
$2.
And where do you do that?
At our reunion tent.
Yep. Also, while you're at our reunion tent, we are also selling chocolate dipped cheesecake and strawberries and bananas.
Frozen chocolate dip?
Yep.
Whew.
And then we also have
bananas and dipped in chocolate too.
Uh huh. Yep.
And strawberries.
Okay. And the strawberries are dipped in chocolate too.
Yep. Everything's dipped in chocolate.
How about that? I love the thought.
If you don't want the chocolate, you can buy.
You can buy a naked one.
That's right.
You can buy naked banana.
Naked banana. Naked strawberry.
I like the thought.
Naked cheesecake.
Yeah. I like the thought.
So we can do that, but we have the chocolate.
But we have delicious chocolate.
You know, and then don't forget to pick up your reunion book and also, of course, the ball drop. And we also have the cutest baby contest.
Tell me about the cutest baby contest.
So,
how old a baby? What's the limit?
Zero to two.
Okay.
So, and my son, Jacob Smith, won last year.
Oh.
And how you vote for that is you. Up until Wednesday, we have jars in Cisney Trust Bank and Citizens National Bank in Mount Airy. And you can go and put money in whichever baby you want to win. And then starting Wednesday evening, they will be at our reunion tent. So you just come in there and drop it off.
So it's not really, it's not judging this baby's an ugly baby.
Right. All babies are cute. It just depends on which one has the most money.
That's right. It's a fundraiser.
I've always thought the girls with money are cuter than the ones without money, I'll tell you.
Gosh.
Oh, you know, we're about out of time. We haven't even talked about the big band, Sojourn Rocks, right?
Sojourn Rocks, yeah.
And that starts a win on Saturday night.
7:00.
7:00, so bring a big crowd, get those kids a dancing for Sojourn Rocks, right?
Yep.
You've got a rock climbing wall going to be there too?
Yep.
Ladies.
It's $10 for armbands.
Oh, really?
Every night.
So the armbands would let you get into the inflatables and get onto the rock wall and that kind of stuff?
Should, yes.
Yes.
How about that?
Yep.
Catherine, Joanne, thank you very much for coming on this morning. I hope we helped you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks for having us.
Sounds like the weather's going to be fine. Everybody needs to get up to the Cisney Reunion. It's the 2016 Cisney Reunion, a trip down memory lane. Starts Wednesday night, folks. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Have a great day.